Hello, it's the 30th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Knife crime has increased in Bedfordshire according to the Office of National Statistics. The data released on the 22nd of July compared the first 3 months of 2020, where there were 115 knife-related crimes, with the same period in 2021, where that number rose to a 169, a 47% gain within a 12-month period. Mohamed Yazin, the Labour MP for Bedford and Kempston, believes the negative statistics are no fault of the police, but can be blamed on an overall decrease in police funding across the UK, championed by Conservative governments. Bedford Mayor Dave Hodgson has taken on the cause of care workers in Bedford. He believes that while NHS employees deserve their proposed 3% hike in compensation, care workers also deserve a raise due to consistently low pay and high demand in the sector. A £4.5 million network rail bridge overhaul across the East Coast Main Line in Biggleswade is now due to take place after a local councillor labelled the current Linsell crossing ugly. Mallory Franklin, a former sports therapy student at the University of Bedford, has made history, winning the first ever female silver medal in the canoeing slalom C1 event at the Tokyo Olympics. That's it for now. I'll be back very soon with your Bedford News updates.